from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
President Trump is touting his crackdown on illegal immigration. During his joint address to Congress Tuesday night, Trump said he's launched the most sweeping border crackdown in American history.
Illegal border crossings last month were by far the lowest ever recorded.
Trump said illegal immigrants heard his words and chose not to come. He also spoke about fighting inflation by rapidly reducing energy costs. The president criticized the Biden administration, saying it cut the number of new oil and gas leases by 95%. He also said President Biden halted pipeline construction and closed more than 100 power plants. The Vatican says Pope Francis has not suffered any new medical crises. In an update Tuesday afternoon, the Holy See said the pontiff remains in stable condition. Francis is reported to be alert, without fever, and cooperating with treatment. The Vatican added that Francis has transitioned to high-flow oxygen therapy and underwent respiratory physiotherapy. The Los Angeles fire chief is still out of a job. Lisa Taylor has the details.
Kristen Crowley asked for her job back during an L.A. City Council meeting but lost 13-2 today. Crowley was fired by Mayor Karen Bass after what some are calling mismanaged response to the devastating wildfires that torched parts of Los Angeles. Bass says she was never informed by Crowley of the dangerous winds that fueled the fire. And Crowley says the department's budget was drastically cut by Bass and she didn't have enough firefighters to battle the fire. The former chief says she will remain with the department, but in a different role. I'm Lisa Taylor.
An ESPN staple is going off the air after over 20 years on the network. The discussion and debate show Around the Horn was canceled Tuesday after over 23 years on the sports network. ESPN made the announcement Tuesday saying a half-hour version of SportsCenter will air weekdays instead. I'm Brian Shook.
Here in New Jersey.
New Jersey 101.5, here's fast traffic.
New Jersey 101.5.
Now, a check on New Jersey fast traffic.
I-78 in Hunterdon County is jammed going westbound between exit 17 and exit 15. It is all because of construction. You can try 173 to get around it. Meanwhile, southbound Eastern Spur, the turnpike is closed for construction work. Route 18 has delays southbound turnpike to Edgeboro Road, East Brunswick. And northbound Route 18 has construction from Milltown Road to Ferris Street. And there could be full closures throughout the night with that road work. Garden State Parkway in Middlesex County, the ramps from exit 123, Route 9, and exit 125, Route 35. The ramps to the northbound local lanes are closed because of construction work. We might see some delays over the Driscoll Bridge with construction, and northbound at 135 in Clark, the accident cleared out of the way. Route 35 in Ocean Township is closed and diverted to 66 West because of a crash investigation. Burnt Tavern Road is closed in Brick, eastbound between Maple Avenue and Route 70 because of construction work, and across the Hudson leaving New Jersey, the lower deck is closed at the George. The Lincoln will be better than the Holland, which will be losing a lane. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next port 1118, New Jersey 101.5.
Did you know New Jersey 101.5 is available on smart speakers? Listen at home by saying play New Jersey 101.5.
Every day.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather will have increasing clouds through the overnight hours. Some spots could see a shower toward daybreak. Most areas will stay dry, though. Low temperatures in the lower 40s. Wednesday looks increasingly windy and mild. We'll have a little bit of rain around in the morning. The better chance for some heavier showers, even a heavy gusty thunderstorm, will be during the afternoon and evening. High temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. And then late Wednesday night, mostly cloudy and mild. Lows in the upper 40s. And some sunshine returns Thursday. Highs in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
43 degrees in New Jersey.